Now, before I read this testimony, I want to remind you of something. We have on site here, when you call in for prayer and the prayer number comes up on the screen, they're right here. It doesn't go someplace else. And these are people that are well trained in intercessory prayer and spend time in interceding, and they have access to all the scriptures. I call it a kind of a prayer manual, where, like what we're doing today, someone says, I need the prayer of agreement. You go to the 18th chapter of the book of Matthew, and it's all there, and they're right around. I've been up there and butted in on someone's prayer the last time I was up there. And I said, this is Brother Copeland. Huh? I said, yeah, it's really me. So that's right on here. And we've been hearing from our partners. Listen to this. Nanette said, when I was growing up, my mom watched BVOV all the time. I remember every Sunday morning as we were getting ready for church, she would have it on, and we would listen to it, and we were getting dressed and eating breakfast. As a child, I had asthma attacks constantly. We lived on 6 acres of land. Every time a cat came around, or if someone had been around horses before coming around me, it caused me to have an asthma attack. My aunt was a doctor. She kept me on medication that I had to take daily, as well as an inhaler to onset of an attack. There were times I had to go to the doctor's office to get on breathing machine. Now, I want to tell you, I had asthma when I was a young boy, and they finally figured out what I was at the base of it. Anyway, I remember my nights when my mom would come into my room and sit with me all night. She'd read the Bible and pray over me during the day. She would play BVOV on the TV for me to listen to. I listened to Miss Gloria's Healing School. My mom constantly put the word into me. When I reached my teenage years, after having all that word put in me, I decided I'd had enough. On Wednesday night, I spoke out loud. Tonight, when I go to church, I'm going to go down front and receive my healing. I determined it in my heart. That night at church, the pastor prayed for me. Nothing significant happened except I knew in my heart I was healed. A few days later, another asthma attack came on me. I shouted out loud, no, I rebuked that. I received my healing the other night. You can't come back on me. I'm healed. After that day, I never had another asthma attack. I am now able to be around animals and have no issues. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful?
Life change.
It is just
so good.
Oh, these testimonies are wonderful. Oh, thank you, Walt. Thank you, Nanette, for that wonderful testimony. Now, let's go back. Brother Hagin said, let's turn to our golden text. Is tithing just in the first covenant, or is it in the new? Hebrews chapter 7. Let me read back at the 20th verse. Whether the forerunner for us is entered, even Jesus, made a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the sons of the Most High, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him. We're talking about the blessing here now. Now, verse 6. But he whose descent is not counted received tithes of Abraham and blessed him, had the promises. Without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. For here, I'm talking about here on pastors and so forth, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers that are here now. They're alive. Here men that die receive tithes, but there he receives them of whom it is witnessed he lives. And he's talking about our high priest Jesus. In the third chapter. Praise God, he's alive. Now, so when we tithe, keep this. When you're coming before him with the basket in your hand, that he lives here, but it doesn't hurt a thing. I receive your blessing on my tithe today. Thank you, High Priest. in the heavenlies. Thank you, Holy Spirit, in my heart. Thank you, my Father. I receive the blessings and the outpourings of the rites of a tither and giving of offerings. Malachi. And he said, you've robbed me and tithing and the giving of offerings. Well, offerings, there's many different ways to do that. But the tithing will bring the offering money. You do the tithe first, and the tithing will bring the offerings. And we've experienced it over the years. Mm-hmm. And as you've, all of you have heard me say, when we went to Oral Roberts University, we didn't have anything but $24,000 worth of debt that I messed up. Mm-hmm. She said, you must have borrowed money on your tricycle. Well, no, I didn't. There were two large ones in there, but... And we asked John and Kelly, they said, well, here's what we're doing. So this Christmas, so I bought John, this is all the money I had left. We were out of debt. Can of firecrackers about that big. And Kelly's some kind of a little doll. And Chef Boyardee for Christmas dinner. It's a little slim, but the debt was gone. Don't know man anything but to love him. So now, let's go back.
Can I interject something there you were saying? When you talk about when we were kids, mm-hmm. I'm so grateful that from as old enough to even be able to grasp a little bit of it, you know, that you taught us about tithing and offerings. Even if it was just toys, giving a toy away or but we always tithe. And so growing up, it never seemed foreign, you know, but people think, oh, you're just a little kid. Like, why don't they need to tithe? But the growing up in that, and if you do it, if you wind up doing it for the rest of your life, I mean, it is, I think a lot of people don't even think about their kids, you know, if they do chores or they get an allowance or whatever.
Yes, sir.
Got a tithe.
This belongs to God. So let's put it over here. Mm-hmm. And this is His. Yeah, but it isn't much. Think about the Almighty God that created the universe. Think about what He could do with 15 cents. Mm-hmm. You brought up something. Let's go do it. Let's go to the book of Joshua.
Okay. Well, I didn't mean to take you off where you're
going. Oh, listen, this is the Spirit of God.
It just struck me how grateful I was that I grew up in
this. This is the Spirit of God.
Where'd you say go?
Joshua. And the book of Joshua. Now, the book of Yeshua. That's been Englishized to Joshua. That's Jesus' name, Yeshua. It's been Englishized to Jesus, just so you know. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people in the land. Now, I want to... Come down here to the 8th. Verse 5, there shall not be any man able to stand before you all the days of your life. Now, tithing started in the book of Genesis. You have to remember that. Be strong and of a good courage. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night and observe, or you'll be able to see and do according to all that is written therein. Then shall you make your way prosperous, and then shall you have good success. Now, what translation are you reading there, Kelly?
This is the Amplified.
Well, read it there, please.
In verse 8?
Yeah. You shall have...
For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success.
You'll deal wisely.
You'll deal wisely.
So, the tither, be strong and of good courage. Don't be afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go. If you're born again, the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go. If you're filled with His Spirit, you can speak with Him easily. Mm-hmm. And deal wisely in the affairs of life. Mm-hmm. So, I didn't look at it like that then, because I really didn't understand this verse, because Gloria and I both were scriptural illiterates at the time. But we prayed and prayed about it. Now, I already knew better than to send a faith check.
What's anyway, a faith check?
You write it and send it, hoping God will put the money in the bank before they get it.
So you just don't send it? Don't
no.
Send
I've written faith checks, but I didn't send them.
Well, that's why, yeah.
Vision checks.
I had to go bail a preacher out of jail one time for that. Anyway, that's what we did. We just had a little desk about this big, and we wrote all the checks, all $24,000. There were two large ones, the rest of them. And the money came, paid it. Money came, paid it. Money came, paid it. $2,000 of that was at my dad's bank, State Bank of East Fort Worth, Mr. McCandless. I said, Mr. McCandless, I want to apologize to you for that $2,000. I have the money to pay. Oh, Kenneth, no. He said, somebody came in and paid it. I said, sir? Now, at this time, we had an old ragged car that, I won't go into all that, but anyway. He said, somebody said I was to tell you that give Jesus the credit for it. Well, my dad had already talked about things like that, and he didn't have any part of that loan anyway. Well, and I said, sir, we've got a car that's just really not good. Have you found a good one? I said, yes, sir. He said, how much is it? I said, how many miles did it have on it? 14,000. And he said, how much did it cost? I forgot now what it was. He said, go write him a check. I'll cover it. Well, of course, it had set up to have payments on it. Now we have another one. The last $50, I paid it to him in person. Mm-hmm. A good Baptist man. Had a big desk, and his was rather small in stature. I was so excited about it. I said, Mr. McCandless, and he said, can I put me down? Oh, yeah, okay, sir. I said, sir, this is the last $50. We're out of debt. Oh, Kenneth, he said, that's wonderful. Don't be too hard on Thomas. Don't be too hard on Thomas. He said, everybody's doubted once in a while. But he said, I see you don't. That was it. The last $50. And we had a good low mileage Oldsmobile, and it began there. We were never afoot again. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
It's so solidifying in your faith. I mean, it is faith to know that you are backed up. He's with you. And when he said that to Joshua, he said, be of good courage. And he said all that to him, be strong. But first he said, I'll be with you.
Yeah.
And that's when you wrote those checks and you put them in the drawer. That courage that he's with you made those checks real. Where there was something behind it. It wasn't money when you wrote it, but when you sent it.
And taking these tithing scriptures and meditate on them. Just meditate on them. And as you've heard me say, last words and first words, of course, I tore a glory of good night, my love, and then I love the Lord my God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, my strength, which means my wealth. And I said, you gave me the power to get wealth. Because I was so broke I couldn't pay attention when we went to Oral Roberts University with an old car and all, you know, all that. And I got up this morning, I said, today's my receiving day. And I bless you today. You keep the blessing of the Lord on your mouth all the time. A lot of times I pray over the meal with the 103rd Psalm. In my heart and mind, I have I talk to the Lord all the time. From the time I get up, I talk with Him. If you were there, you'd think I was just, you know, talking to a real good friend. Well,
it happens all the time. I'll hear you say something. I said, did you say something? He's like, I ain't talking to you. I was talking to God.
Well, that word meditate, you know what it also means? To mutter. Mm. And I just visit with Him all the time. It keeps Him on my mind all the time. And the pain that's in my body now, which won't last very long because it's consistently better and better than it has been. But I talk about it. I just want to thank you that I'm done with this pain.
You know, nobody pays any attention to the guy that goes, well, that stupid thing, grumble, and what good is it doing this every day? What good is it? And that is exactly what Malachi 3, we read it. That's what it says. It says, you know, nobody thinks that's weird, but that's the natural course
of
life.
Your words have been stout against me.
He says, you've said it's useless to serve God. What profit is it if we keep His ordinances and walk gloomily as if in mourning apparel before the Lord of hosts? And then he says, they go on to talk, but then it said, then those who feared the Lord talked often one to another. And the Lord listened and heard it, and a book. When you're saying these things to Him and He's talking to you and you're just saying, man, Lord, thank you so much. There is a book of remembrance that's written before Him of all those who reverenced and worshipfully feared the Lord.
It is all being written down.
On His name. And He says, they shall be mine. That's why you can say, you know He's with you, is when you have that constant back and forth. Like He is the source of your life.
There's a scripture in 1 John that says we've had intimate relation with the love of God and believed it. We have known and believed the love. But what does that mean? Well, I believe He loves me. He is love. There's not anything you can do to make Him love you more. There's not anything you can do to make Him love you less. You can grieve Him, the scripture says. But with somebody that you talk to all the time, and they're your best friend. I mean, Gloria and I have been married 63 years without a fuss. Of course, there's a lot of yes ma'am involved in that. But no, really, we just loved one another all these years. I told her last night, I said, You and I are on a 63-year honeymoon. She looked up at me and smiled and said, yeah, no use quit now.
So funny.
Doesn't that sound like her?
Yes.
Well, I'm on a honeymoon with Jesus. By His Spirit, every night, you know, you go to bed. I'm yours to command in the middle of the night. So you have a running conversation with the one that loves you more than you can imagine. The one that loves you so much, He sent His Son to die and go to hell for you.
There's such a open door. Giving and generosity, tithing, giving, generosity, in that order, I think. I mean, where you step into it purposefully. It's such an open door to add to humility. Because when you decide to tithe, you are deciding to humble yourself and your finances and your future under the hand of God, under Him. And He becomes, like, you choose Him as your source. But then when you start living like that, it gets easier and easier to be generous. And how you raised us, I don't remember ever being afraid, if I felt prompted to give, that I wouldn't have enough because of the way you raised us.
You
just get into that humility before God, where your finances are concerned, that to give it or to obey Him or to tithe, give that money, He's your source. I heard a preacher one time on network TV, and he said, and Dad, I really believe in his heart, some of the argument against prosperity, prosperity is, it's taught, some people's heart is to be humble about life. Mm-hmm. They want to be humble. And this man, I think this was his heart. And he said, I don't need to ask God for things and ask God for money. He said, I can do that. And his heart was trying to be humble, but humility is not to say, I don't need God to do this. I don't need God involved in this aspect of my life. That's really the trick of Satan. And when you just step over that line and say, no, I do need God in every area, and I need Him as my source.
Everything. He's not only the God that created the elephant, He created the ant.
Yeah.
And sometimes people most of the time talk about how big He is. Well, let's talk about how small He is. If He's the biggest thing there is, He's the smallest thing there is. That doesn't make sense. No, it makes faith.
Yeah.
Because someone that has existed forever. No, how can you exist forever when there is an ever, ever, ever? These things will be answered in His presence.
I believe that tithing and then generosity becomes the answer to fear over finances, where you, to be rid of fear over your finances, to have freedom where your finances are concerned. I think the other day you started telling the story of Brother Roberts and Miss Evelyn in the house, and I think that is a true example of being rid of fear over finances.
I want to finish that.
Okay.
So he was a pastor in a little church. $50, the entire paycheck. He said, it's cold in January, but he said, it's cold in that room. She said, well, you didn't do that. He said, yes, I did.
He gave the whole thing.
About 3 o'clock in the morning, someone knocked on the door. Well, they're living in a deacon's house. He got up and answered the door. He said, Oral, I'm ashamed of myself that I didn't put any money in that offering tonight. I've been playing the stock market and it looked like I was about to lose my farm. So he said, I dug these up to put into that. He said, I'm a farmer and I know to get a harvest, you have to sow a seed. So the seed time came before the miracle time. Four $100 bills. He took them in there and fanned them out for Evelyn. He said, whoa, this is the harvest off our seed. We'd never seen a $100 bill. And Oral Roberts, a tither's tither. Praise God.
He preached that message of seed time and harvest all over the world.
All over the world. We'll be back in just a moment.
There is one decision that could open the floodgates of God's blessing in your life. In The Joy and Power of the Tithing Covenant, Kenneth Copeland takes you deep into the Word to reveal the true purpose of tithing, not as a ritual, but as a powerful covenant connection to God Himself. Study how tithing is throughout the Bible and has always been part of God's blessing plan. Learn the biblical promises to the tither and how honoring God with your first and best invites His supernatural provision into every area of your life. Tithing is more than giving, it's trusting. It's stepping into God's economy where His promises never fail, and it positions you to walk in the blessing of the Lord where sorrow has no place. God is the best financial partner you'll ever have. When you follow God's way of doing things, you step into a life of joy, provision, and unstoppable increase. Get your free book, The Joy and Power of the Tithing Covenant by Kenneth Copeland on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Tithing brings God's increase into your life, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. It is your covenant connection to the blessing of the Lord. This special offer is good for 60 days outside the U.S. Shipping charges may apply.
This isn't just a school. It's the revival capital of the world.
At Kenneth Copeland Bible College, receive more than an education. Built on faith, integrity, and excellence, KCBC will help you uncover your God-given gifts, deepen your understanding of God's Word, and build relationships that will last a lifetime. Whether you're looking to build a strong foundation for your future or discover your unique calling, learn it here. Apply today at kcbiblecollege.org.
Is it God's will for you to prosper? Beloved, I pray above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Hey, that's John. Praise God. It is God's will. And the tithing part of it is the original seed to that prosperity. Some of you need to give God the opportunity to prosper you. You can learn more about the tithing covenant connection to God. It's right here in this book we're giving you free. The title is The Joy and the Power of Tithing the Covenant. It's yours free. Go to kcm.org. If you need prayer, we have prayer line on the call. We have prayer ministers that are trained in the Word of God, as we've said before, and they will pray the Scriptures over you just like I prayed that one. Take hold of God's Word and make it final authority in your life. Now, all of our other places around the world, it's the same. It'll be in another language, but it is the same wherever you are. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kelly, Kenneth, and John reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.